A brave American soldier boy lay in the desert sun, stripped of all his comrades, of his helmet and his gun. Captured by insurgents, the Al-Qaeda's or whatever, knowing he'd see his wife and babe and mama, no, not ever. A fate that's come to many in this long infernal war. Thousands drilled and thousands killed, most knowing not what for. But the righteous ones who sent them here know more than you or I about how things work and what is best, and the reason more must die. Then suddenly, as our soldier boy prepared for ghastly pain, a desert storm, a cloud of dust, then all was quiet again. And yonder stood his master, nearly 80 meters tall. Against the desert sun he stood in codpiece boots and all. In a voice that roared with fire and commanded all to hear, whatever language they had known throughout their childhood years, he said, "I'm your commander, I have risen and returned. Better late than never, as this land has bled and burned. But hear me out, I've woken to the ruin I have done. If I were my father, I'd have long disowned my son. But I have come to make amends to what extent I can. But just for now, you turbaned devils, do untie this man. And give him water, dress his wounds, return him to his camp. But first do wipe his fevered brow with a kerchief cool and damp. And I'll go forth to Baghdad, where I'll say for all to hear, return now to your peaceful ways and do not each other fear." And as our soldier roused for one more instant for the end, he realized that he'd been cruelly tricked yet once again by his so-called commander, who of course would never state nor even admit unto himself he'd made such a mistake.